Test 67, Section 2, Question 12. This one is an odd question stem. It is basically you're asked to describe how the evidence supports the initial hypothesis. So we have to look at what's happening, and this is really fairly tricky. This is one of the more challenging questions. So basically, a doctor or a patient fails to respond to the medication, and the doctor hypothesized that the dosage was insufficient. Okay, so that's our first hypothesis, and that's important because that's what we're looking to support. So the dosage was insufficient. The doctor first advised doubling the dosage, but symptoms remained. So double the dosage, nothing happens. It was then learned that the patient regularly drank an herbal beverage that inhibits the medicine, so they took an herbal drink and it inhibits it. The doctor advised the patient to resume the initial dosage and stop drinking. Okay, so resume the initial dosage, and nothing happens. Finally, the doctor advised the patient to double the dosage and not drink the beverage. So double dose, don't drink. Then the symptoms disappeared, so the doctor's initial hypothesis was correct. So basically, what's happening here is the doctor is trying a bunch of different things, and the medicine is interfering with the effectiveness of the medication, the herbal beverage is interfering. And so the doctor has to remove that. But even removing that beverage doesn't do it. And so since removing the beverage and the original dosage was not enough, that's what makes it so that the initial hypothesis was wrong. So the doctor's second set of recommendations and the results of its application. So the second set of recommendations were to resume, the original and then stop drinking the beverage. Didn't work. And then when they double the dosage, then things clear up. So that's what says the initial amount was too low. So now we have to find a description of that. So A says, they established the doctor's concerns about the healthfulness, that the concerns about the healthfulness of the beverage were well-founded. Well, the doctor isn't concerned with the healthfulness of the beverage, just its interference with the medication. B, they make it less plausible that the beverage actually contributed to the ineffectiveness of the prescribed. Well, they don't say that the beverage didn't contribute because you only get the symptoms cleared up when you stop having the beverage and also double. They give evidence that the beverage was responsible for the ineffectiveness. Well, that is part of it, but also the dose was too low because even removing the beverage still didn't clear up the symptoms. They suggest that the beverage was not the only cause of the ineffectiveness of the prescribed dosage. I like that one pretty well. And then they rule out the possibility that the doctor had initially prescribed the wrong medication. Well, this isn't about the wrong medication. So D is going to be our correct response there.